Okay. All right. I think one thing that I want us to do as a believers, okay, is, you know, Jesus's message in Mark, when he first said his message was just like John the Baptist's message. It was the word repent, okay, and believe the good news. So the first thing I want to do, just share with you that I feel like was like we really need to walk this thing out, is we need to get the right definition for repent. And I think we've been taught the right definition, but sometimes it doesn't click because we have this idea of repentance that's really not God. And I'll tell you what it is. Okay? Tell me if this doesn't ring true. Repent to most people in America means to be sad. It's sad. It's primarily a feeling of sadness. It's a feeling of being guilty because you are not a good person. You have screwed up. Repent has this sense of sadness, okay? Now, this is the way I was raised, okay? Every single Sunday, we would go through a ritual. And the ritual was, I'm a really bad person. Lord, yeah, the prayer confession was a part of our service every Sunday. I'm a really bad person. I've screwed up. And yeah, I know that. I know there were things I did. Sometimes I didn't, but I would make stuff up just to make sure I felt bad. You know what I'm saying? If I couldn't find anything off the top of my head, if you dig deep enough, you'll find something that you messed up with. Come on, somebody say amen to that. That is the truth. Amen. If somebody gets on your case long enough and you're having a really great week, you know what I mean? You won the lottery, you raised the... I mean, still, you'll think, oh, what did I do? Something I did wrong here. You know what I mean? Or in the past. You can go back. And for some people, you don't have to go very far in the past, right? 5 minutes. Let's go back in the past and look for something you did stupid. 5 minutes ago. Okay. So it's geared. It's primarily geared at making you feel really bad. And then you ask the Lord to forgive you. And then, of course, you feel happy and you say, I'll never do that again. And what are you setting yourself up for? Failure. Exactly. Every single Sunday for my whole life, I was getting that at church. It's the cycle of defeat, isn't it? So you're constantly living in a cycle of failure and defeat. Now, let me ask you this. Does that sound like God to you? Really, now, knowing the Lord, isn't our Heavenly Father like a whole lot better than that? And He loves us? I mean, is that the way you treat your kids? If we're His parents, right? If God is our parent, we every week, do I just do like a checkoff list when Danny and Liz were growing up? Okay, Danny, tell me about how you did this week. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. Okay, now let's check it all off. I love you now. Don't ever do it again because I may do this with you. You see what I'm saying? Do you see how we got this attitude about repentance. So this word has religion. And baggage with it. So I'm going to give you a definition. It means to change the way you think. Right. Yep. Right? Repent means to change the way you think about stuff. Wow, that's kind of different. So Jesus wasn't telling you to feel really bad. See, there was a concept of revival that was really big a couple of years ago and still big in some places. You don't really have revival until you really, really cry a whole lot and get really upset about things. I'm serious. That's some people's definition of revival. We know we had revival if we just really, really just, everybody just talked about how bad we've been. Confessing, you know, like I've, you know, there was one that, and I can go into history and show you them. But, so... How about let's just take the definition from the dictionary and just say repentance means to change the way you think. That's what Jesus was saying. Yes. Yes.
Is that, you know, God can't bless sin, but he can bless repentance.
Yes. So
blessings can come.
Yes.
Not punishment.
Yes. Yes. So repentance is not positive thinking. You got to hear the difference. This is really, 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 really important. So just remember this. Repentance is not positive thinking. It is lining up your thinking with the Word of God. There is a difference. The difference, it's not just being positive. It's not just being upbeat all the time. It's not just, it is making your thoughts and your mouth conform or be transformed, actually, to the Word of God. It's letting the Word of God determine the way you think. That's repentance. That's what Jesus was saying. So what you do is you have to challenge your thinking. Is this the Word of God? Is this really what God is saying in His Word? Change the way you think. Now, three places. I'm just going to give you three places that we need to think. Number one, change the way you think about God. You got to start there. You got to start there. And this is something that I just took from the class, okay? And I, this is the first time I ever really heard this. I got saved on John 3:16. Okay? That was the scripture that was being preached at the time. It's the one I knew and just about everybody knows. So I'm going to quote it for you. Ready? For God was so angry at the world that he gave his only begotten son. God was so upset with man that he gave his... So what motivated God to send Jesus? But religion, and I hate to say this, we got it really bad in this area, okay? I had it bad where I was at, but not like around here. I think here it's even heavier. This thing, it's really strong in holiness movements. And we have a lot of holiness movements here, very strong in this region of the country. It is not for God was so angry with the world that he gave his own. In other words, God was not motivated to save you because he was so angry at you that somehow now he wants you to change. You see, and the world and the flesh and the devil, their way to change you is to get angry and to beat you up and to force you through intimidation and fear to change. That's the world. That's the devil. I'm going to make you change by beating you to the inch of your life or by shaming you into change. Come on now. I'm going to make you feel so miserable about yourself that you'll hate yourself so much that you want to be anything else but you. Come on now. I'm praising God because I'm not under that condemnation. As a matter of fact, I want to be just like the way he made me because God made me and I want to be me, who I really am. In other words, God loved me in my mess. Therefore, he's going to save me so I can be what he made me to be. Do you understand that? That's different. That's a different mentality. And that releases faith, guys, because how can you have faith in a God who hates you and somehow just wants to save you? You know what I'm saying? Who acts like really bad towards you and tries to use intimidation. And I just don't go for that. I don't go for guilting people into change. I go for gracing people into change. And the guilt, it wants to be lifted off. And it doesn't mean that you tell people what they do is okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not positive thinking. Positive thinking says just say it's okay, whatever it is that you're doing. No, 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 no. You got to line yourself up with the Word of God. So God's love, watch this. Jesus came to change our mind about God, not God's mind about us. Amen. That's pretty good. Now, I want you to think about this. think about the time when you were the most messed up that you ever were, okay? Think about it. God's mind towards you was no different than it is towards you when you're at your best. That's fantastic. That goes against this. That goes against this. That God loves you just as much. Because think about your own kids. When they act up, it doesn't change your love for them, does it? You kind of almost love them more when they act stupid. In some ways, you love them more. Because like, oh, God, you just, I love him, but man, he's just, oh, I want that to jump. Go away, but I love him, man. You know, you really, it's not like you say, all right, sorry, I'm putting you out for auction. Can I just auction you off? I never thought, it never even crosses your mind, right? Am I right? That's how God is for you. So God wants to change our mind about him. Like right now, I'm praying for somebody. I'm praying for somebody right now because they are being challenged in the fact that God loves them because of something bad that happened to them. And they're thinking, does God really love me? See, that's where the challenge is. Does God really love you? And you need to know that. And that's what happened with me. So God's love never changes and his mind never changes about us. Now, the second area that God wants to change is the way you, he wants you to repent about your attitude about yourself. Do you think there's any room for that? Do you think maybe your attitude about you is a little bit off? That maybe needs some conforming to the will of God and the word of God? Maybe we need to start saying more about who we really are?
Yep.
I remember back in the days, there was a revolutionary book by a guy named Harold Hill. We were in New Jersey at the time. This is back in the late 70s, and he actually had come to one of the fellowships in that area, but it was called How to Live Like a King's Kid. Do you know that there are Christians who are violently against that mindset, that they think that's like from the devil? There are religious people that think you should not think like a king's kid. And that was Harold Hill's message. And it was the first book that I ever read that had that attitude. That's the attitude that you should have about yourself. Amen. That you are royalty. That's what I love about Birgit. She goes, I was born royal. Yes. And I'm going to live that way even if people done stuff to me. Right? That's one of her messages. You should hear her talk about it. I'm serious. Get with Beard and say, how does it feel? What does it feel mean to be act like you're royalty? Because you are. You know, and it's not just positive thinking. You want to say something? Go for it.
Yeah, I want to talk about Windsor Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Windsor Castle.
Last March.
That's in March, which is huge. No, Windsor Castle in England, where the Queen actually lives there. Okay? And it's like, it's up there, it's got a big wall around it, and it's got a long driveway. And we were visitors, okay, so we had to go through all these different things to get, and we were sequestered off into a certain section of the castle where they allowed people to go see the big staterooms and, you know, the places where the public can go. But they said, over there, that's where the royal family lives, over across that courtyard in that wing over there, you know. We, of course, were not allowed to go there. And the Queen was there. The flag was up. She was there. We couldn't go there. But, you know, when Prince William was going to Eton College, which is right there by Windsor, you know, on the weekends, he would just get out and he would just walk up the hill and just walk on in to where, on the side where they lived. You know, he was no stranger. He could just walk in. You know, he could take his shoes off, put his feet up on the coffee table and everything, you know. We couldn't touch anything. So we're not outsiders to God. We can just walk into his living room, you know.
So let's make a, can we make a quick prayer to the Lord? It's very simple. Lord Jesus, let us see ourselves as you see us, not as we see ourselves. not as others see us, and not as the devil sees us. Amen. One thing that I have to deal with a lot of times, because I mean, my family loves me, but it's like some other people that don't, maybe don't like me as much, you know. And people love to tell you how bad you are. Some people get off on that. Yeah, they get off on telling you how nasty you are, how bad you are, or how this or that you are. And the devil really loves that. And so we just have to learn to say, I refuse. I'm sorry, I don't receive that. I just don't receive that. Because I know who I am, and I'm not going to see myself the way you do. I'm sorry about that. I love you, but no. And people will do that. They will try to put stuff on you. And you know what? The ministry of prophecy many times is giving people the way, vision of the way God really sees them. As a prophet, that's your job, to see them as God really sees them. And it blows people away when they see that. Wow, you mean God really sees me that way? Yes, he does. Okay, the third point is reality. Okay, so the first thing is we need to repent about God, repent about the way, about ourselves, to think thoughts that line up with God's word, and then also think God's thoughts about the world around us. And we've already talked about command prayers, and we just have to just walk in this where it says, Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. So that whenever we face reality, we are walking in this kind of faith. And then the last thing I want to leave you with this is that do everything in love. That's in 1 Corinthians 16:14. That whatever we do it because we love. That's the way we treat the world around us. We're just loving on the world, loving on everybody, loving on things. And if we do that, then there's no fear in that. And fear traps us. And I told Marianne, I said, this last thing, I told Marianne, I said, the Lord spoke to me. He said, he wants to set me free from some fear that I've had. And she goes, really? You? Afraid? You know, I was like, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I don't see things the way God sees them. And because I don't see them the way God sees them, I have fear. And when I see things the way God sees them and I come into alignment or I repent, then I have no fear because I'm walking in love. And when I walk in love, I have no fear. And just whether it's a scenario, circumstance, person, people, person I'm dealing with. So that's really the way I want to leave us today, was that. And should we just ask the Lord for impartation and we'll just do that now, huh?
Yeah, we should just give all fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody would like to just come, we just like to just put our hand on you. Just believe in God and just put your chair right there and we'll just come on by and just let us just put our hand on you. But perfect love casts all fear, and we just want to bless you. Just come on by and just bless you.